Today's daf is Shabbos Davov, and we are five lines from the bottom of Daf Hei Amid Beis, the two dots, Tan Rabbana. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Rafua Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, and today's daf is being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Reb Chaim Ben Reb Yechiel Alter Halevi. So we are knee-deep in the sugyas of Yetzias HaShabbos, which discusses the 39th of the Lamed Tes Melachis, Hamoitzi Mirshus L'Rishus. And at the end of yesterday's daf, we saw a very big chiddush. The Gemara says that if somebody picks something up in his house, in a Rishus HaYachid, he had no intention at the time that he picked this item up to carry it outside into a Rishus HaRabim. He's walking around with it, and at some point he left his Rishus HaYachid, he went into a Rishus HaRabim. Says the Gemara, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that even if he was nichnas v'yoytzei kol ayoyim kuloi, even if he goes in and out, and in and out, and in and out, enei chayiv ad sheyamud. The halach is that in and of itself doesn't constitute hoitzah. Meaning, even though he did an akira in a Rishus HaYachid, he lifted this item in a Rishus HaYachid, he walked outside, presumably did some sort of hanacha in a Rishus HaRabim, it doesn't matter. He's not going to be chayiv until he stops in the Rishus HaYachid and then decides, makes a decision that he wants to go into the Rishus HaRabim. Then the halach is, if he goes to the Rishus HaRabim and does a hanacha in the Rishus HaRabim, he's going to be chayiv. What's the svara? The svara is because Akira isn't just a tenai in the Malach of Hoitzah, it's part and parcel of what Hoitzah is. As a result, if there's a rule when it comes to Hilcha Shabbos that Meleches Machshev Asasra Torah, the only time somebody's over doing a Malacha on Shabbos is if he did the Malacha and he had in mind while he was doing the Malacha to do the Malacha. This person, when he did the Akira, he had no intention of carrying this item that he lifted to bring into Rishus HaRabim. So even though he did an Akira in a Rishus HaYachid, and he did a Hanach in the Rishus HaRabim, but being that his intention when he did the Akira was not necessarily to take it into the Rishus HaRabim, so it's lacking in Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah, a little bit of a confusing halacha, but it's for that reason, even though technically you could check off all the boxes, and you would say, what do you mean? This seems to be a classic example of Hoitzah. The teretz is that if the Akira wasn't done with the intention of doing a Hoitzah, the halach is, it's lacking in Malachas Machsheves Asra Torah, it wouldn't constitute Hoitzah. Now, if somebody did this, he lifts an item, so what did Rabbi Yochanan say? What does that mean? So if you would stop walking in your Rishus HaYachid, and then you would pick yourself up and leave the Rishus HaYachid and go to the Rishus HaRabim, at that point you would be chayiv. Now, when you stopped walking, you picked yourself up and decided to walk into the Rishus HaRabim, you're chayiv because of the second hanach hakira that you did. The original hakira, when you lifted the item, wasn't an hakira that could be mechayiv you for Shabbos because you didn't have in mind to carry the item. But now that you stopped and you picked yourself up, it's the second hakira. And even though, just to review, when you picked yourself up that second time, you stopped walking, now you started walking again, you never put the object down so that you can say that when I lifted it up the second time, it was a new Akira. So where was this second Akira? Teretz is Akira Skufa. The Gemara said Akira Skufa is Akira Schefetz Tami. So when you stop walking and then you start walking again, starting to walk again will constitute Akira, again, based on the aside of Akira Skufai, is Akira Schefetz Dami. But then the Gemara said, Amar Abaya, we just have to qualify this halacha one tiny bit, and that's going to segue into the daf. And that is that the only time stopping would constitute that it would be considered a hefsek of the original Akira, so that when you start walking again, we'll look at it as Akira Skufai, which is Akira Schefetz Dami, so that if you do it now with the intention of carrying, now you will be over the Malach of Eitzah, is if when you stopped, you were Oymed Lafush. You stopped because you wanted to take a breath. You had to breathe a little bit. It was a real stop. Then we say it's mevatel, whatever Akira you had previously done. Now when you start walking again, it's a new Akira. If, however, you were oymed lekasef, said Abaya, you didn't stop because you wanted to take a break, but rather you're carrying something, so you just wanted to realign the load that it is you're carrying. So that's not considered a real break. It's not considered oymed in halacha. As a result, when you start walking again, it's not a new Akira. It's still an extension of the original Akira. And if you can't be chayef for Hoitzah because the original Akira wasn't a Melechas Machsheves, so even though now you stopped and you walked outside to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you wouldn't be Chayv. And this Yesoid says the Gemara, that there's a difference between Oymed LaFush and Oymed LaKasev, is something that's important in other areas of Eitzah as well. And the Gemara gave another example, and that is as it relates to the malach of carrying Dal Aramis B'Shus HaRabim. So just like within the world of Haitzah, you're not allowed to carry from B'Shus HaYachid to B'Shus HaRabim, from B'Shus HaRabim to B'Shus HaYachid, you're also not allowed to carry Dal Aramis B'Shus HaRabim. It's a halach of L'moshe Mi-Sinai. Many Rishonim say it's a tolda of the Iker malach of Haitzah, which is taking something from Rosh Hashayachid to Rosh Hashayachid, because even Rosh Hashayachid to Rosh Hashayachid, which is what we know as Achnas, is only a tolda of the Malacha of Eitzah. But there too, the same halacha. What would be if somebody's carrying Dalan Amis Rosh Hashayachid and he stops in the middle? He carries two Amis and he stops and then he carries another two Amis. So what's the halacha? Are you going to be Chayiv or you're not going to be Chayiv? So says the Gemara, it depends. When you stopped, were you Oymed LaFush or were you Oymed LaKasev? If you were Oymed LaFush, that's a hefsek in the original Akira. So you walk two Amis and then you walked another two. 2 plus 2 doesn't equal 4. When it comes to the halachos of carrying Dalet Amis Brishos HaRabim, so you're not going to be chayev because you did 2 half of malachos. Can't add up 2 half of malachos. If I do an akira now and then in an hour from now I do a hanoch, that's not considered. It has to be 1 maisa of carrying Dalet Amis Brishos HaRabim. I stopped in middle, so I carried 2 amis and then I carried another 2 amis. If, however, I was oymid lakasiv, so that's not considered oymid. If it's not considered oymid, it's not mafsik in the havaras Dalet Amis Brishos HaRabim. If that's the case, I'm going to be chayv. Either way, everything we just said right now is the sheet of the Chachamim. The Gemara is going to begin today's daf with a very famous shita. It's famous here in Shabbos Daf Hei Amud Beis and in the sugyas of Masechta Shabbos, but it's also famous in raid that permeates different sugyas hashas, and that's the shita of Ben Azai. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, Hamoitzi mechanus leplatyo derech stav. So in English, somebody carried from a Rishus Ayachid, Chanus, to a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, a platya, derech stav, derech karmelis. The exact mitzias is that once upon a time, people did business in a shuk. Think Eretz Yisrael. So people did business in a shuk. You had a store, and then there was the storefront. The storefront were benches, and it's the bois where the soicherim would sit, and they would put their schayra out, you know, try to convince you and work a deal with you, try to negotiate for you to come and buy whatever it is they're selling from you and not from the guy, three tfachim from you. But the point is that the chanus itself was considered a rishus hayachid, the shuk was considered a rishus harabim, and the stav is neither here nor there. It's one of these beinani places. So the question is, what happens if someone carries from a rishus hayachid to a rishus harabim? That's very bad. But he went derech stav. He didn't go directly from the rishus hayachid to the rishus harabim. He just walked. He did an akir in the rishus hayachid. He walked through the stav, made his way through the benches and all the people and the nuts and everything else that's there, and he walked into the rishus harabim. Is he chayev or is he not chayev? So the Tanakhama says chayev. Why not? You did an akira in the Rishus Hayochid. You did a hanoch in the Rishus Harab. Ben Azai poiter. Ben Azai says no. You're going to be pot. It says the Gemara. Bishleim Ben Azai. I understand Ben Azai shita. Why? I mean, at first glance, I did an akira in the Rishus Hayochid. I did a hanoch in the Rishus Harab. Because Ben Azai holds mahalich koimid dami. Ben Azai holds that every time a person takes a step, it's koimid dami. So just like oimid is mevatel akira. And when you pick yourself up and you start walking, Akira Skufa is Akira Schefetz Dami. So says Ben Azai, it's very logical then to take it to the next step and say that as a person's walking, he's constantly doing an Akira Nanocha, an Akira Nanocha. Right? That's what you do halachically when you walk. So if Ben Azai holds that every time you take a step, it's an Akira Nanocha, this person was never Mechal Shabbos. Because he did an Akira in a Rishus HaYachid. True, at some point he did a Hanocha in the Rishus HaRabim. But in between, he went through this stuff. He went through this Makom Torah, this Karmelis. So if he went through this in-between area, and he took steps there, so that was mevatel the original Akira. Because the Akira that he did in the Rishus HaYachid became batel in the stav. And then the Akira that he did in the stav became batel when he came to the Rishus HaRabim. So Ben Azai says you're going to be potter, because even though from a high level you went from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, but mahalach ka'imidam, you were mevatel that Akira. If you mevatel that Akira, how are you going to be chayv? El Rabbanan, but the Gemara says that, what? What's pshat in the Rabbanan? Meaning, nehi nami de kasavi mahalach lav ka'imidami. I understand the Rabbanan from a lumdis perspective. I can live with the fact, says the Gemara, that maybe the Rabbanan disagree with Ben Azai, and they hold mahalach is lav ka'imidami. That even though there's a concept of oimid, but we just saw in the previous sugya, oimid has a very fine definition. Oimid has to be lafush, not lakasek. So mahalich, even though it involves akiris and anachis, in halacha it's not considered an oimid. So we don't say that you were mevatel the akira and the rishus hayachid when you walked through this stuff. But the Gemara says, heichashkach nakai gamna dechayev. But at the end of the day, it still seems to be somewhat unreasonable to think that you're going to be chayev in this way. Why? If Hoylech is not ko'ime dami, and I started in a Rishus HaYachin and I ended it in a Rishus HaRabim, who cares that I went derech stav? So it seems that the Gemara is suggesting that being that this is not the normal way of going from Rishus HaYachin to Rishus HaRabim, this is not the way that people usually carry. So in Svara, the Gemara holds, it's not mistaber that this should be an example of moitzi, meaning not from a lumdus perspective. That's the Gemara's whole point. Nei nami, I understand the lumdus of the Rabbanan Shita, but balabatish geret, I don't understand mehechatesi, that should be considered a problem. If I carry from Rishus HaYachid directly to Rishus HaRabim, that's the classic example of moitzi. But if I go from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, derech the stav, the Gemara is saying that even though the lumdus makes sense, but who says in that case you're going to be chayiv? Says the Gemara, Rab Safar, Rab Amiyam, Rab Yoichanan. Midadahavi, Amabri Chayfet, Rishus HaRabim. Or it says, you have a problem with this? Meaning, if you carry from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, but you go through a derech, a makam pator, you're arguing that you shouldn't be chayiv, and you think that that's surprising? How's that surprising? Anytime a person carries something, dalet ames in Rishus HaRabim, isn't he doing the same thing? So if somebody picks something up in a Rishus HaRabim, then he walks 20 ames. So the halacha is he's not chayiv. What do you mean? Dalet ames Rishus HaRabim? You're not chayiv until you do a hanocha. So you see that you could be walking, and be potter, but kimanachle, when you put it down, you're going to be chayev. So even though you walked through an area where technically you're not chayev, but once you do the hanacha, you're chayev. So why does it bother me if I go from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim and I go through the makom patur? Meaning, what's the problem? Oh, if I would, right now I went through an area for which I'm not chayev. Every time you carry dalet ames Rishus HaRabim, it's the same thing. But the Gemara says it's really not the same thing. When a person carries dalet ames b'shus HaRabim, and you carry more than dalet ames, you just didn't do your hanocha yet, as a result, you're not going to be chayav. The area that you're carrying through is not a makom patur. The makom is a makom chiyuv. It just so happens that if you didn't do a hanocha, you're going to be potter. But over here, manochle b'stav makom turhu. The whole point here is you went from a Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim through a makom patur. The makom itself is not a makom that could be mechayav you. So maybe over here, you're going to be potter. That's the premise of the question. The Gemara says, Ella, you're right. You have no raya from every example of maver dalet ames b'shus HaRabim, but in the sense where I carry more than dalet ames, but I have a raya from maver dalet ames b'shus HaRabim where I even only carried the dalet ames. Because midi d'havi ha-maver chefetz mitchilas arba l'soif arba. Hossam over there, lav afagafti manach le'betoich arba ames pater. When somebody carries a regular dalet ames b'shus HaRabim, if you would go 3 ames and put the chefetz down, what would happen? You would be potter. Why? Because you didn't carry dalet ames b'shus HaRabim. So you see that going through the area of the dalet ames itself is not an area of chiyuv. It's an area of ptur. You need the whole dalet ames in order for it to be chiyuv. Yet, how do you violate the halacha of avara dalet ames b'shus HaRabim by carrying dalet ames? So keep manach le'besayif arba ames chayiv. At the end of the day, if you put it down after dalet ames, you'll be chayiv. Hachanami over here lo'ishna. Meaning, what's the difference between the dalet ames in every case of carrying dalet ames b'shus HaRabim and going from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim derech the makom patur? What's the problem? I went through a makom patur. Every time I carry dalet ames b'shus HaRabim, I went through a makom patur because the first 4 ames is a makom patur. But the Gemara says no, it's not a makom patur. Again, midami hasam legavi da high gaver makom patur. It's true for this person right now, for this act that he's doing, the first 4 amas is a makom tor, because you're not chayiv unless you carry the full dalet amas. But l'kuli amas makom chiyivu, in a vacuum, it's a place of chiyiv, it's a Rishus HaRabim, it's a place that you could be over there, sir. It just so happens, relative to where I did the akira, and where I'm walking, and where I'm going to do the hanocha, I can't be chayiv unless I walk another 2 amas. But in terms of the makom, the heftz of the makom, it's not a makom tor, it's a makom chiyiv. Hach, over here, the stuff, this area, l'kuli amas makom tor, it's a makom tor for everybody. Samara says, you're right, you can't bring any rice from there. We didn't have it. I'm waiting for Yochel, Rishus HaRabim, Derech, Tzidim, Rishus HaRabim. So the Metzius is, once upon a time, many of the people lived in Rishus HaYochid, and their house would often open into a Rishus HaRabim. But being that Rishus HaRabim, by definition, is a place that a lot of people used to go through, so people wanted that there should be a little bit of a hefsek, just a little bit of a mechitza, some separation between their house. You don't want to open up your door, walk right into a major highway, right? That doesn't make sense. So what they would do is there'd be a little gap between the Rishos HaYochid and the Rishos HaRabim. That area in Halach is what's known as Tzidei Rishos HaRabim. Literally, it's on the sides of the Rishos HaRabim. Now, the Tzidei Rishos HaRabim didn't in Halach have a din of a Rishos HaYochid because it doesn't meet the technical criteria of the Rishos HaYochid. You're in Tzidei Rishos HaRabim when you walk outside your house. You're standing outside your house already, then you're in the Tzidei Rishos HaRabim. You're not in a Rishos HaYochid, you walked outside your house. But being that it was made in a way where it'd be difficult for the rabbim to go there, so it didn't have a din of a Rishos HaRabim either. It had a din of a Tzidei Rishos HaRabim, and there's different sugyas in Shas, particularly in Shabbos and Erevim, where the Gemara discusses what's the halachic status of Tzidei Rishos HaRabim. It's Negei Hilchas Kinyonim as well, different Kinyonim that you could make in a Rishos HaRabim. You can't make in a Rishos HaRabim. This is something that comes up from sugya to sugya. But Tzidei Rishos HaRabim, says the Gemara, if a person goes from Rishos HaYochid to Rishos HaRabim, presumably he went through Tzidei Rishos HaRabim. So Yechayev, the classic case of Hoitzoyes, Rishos HaYochid to Rishos HaRabim. You don't usually go straight into the Rishos HaRabim. Usually you go through the Tzidei Rishos HaRabim. And Yechayev also, what's the difference between the Chanus to the Stav to the Platya versus going from a regular Rishos HaYochid to the Tzidei Rishos HaYochid, or the Tzidei Rishos HaRabim, to the Rishos HaRabim. The Gemara is awesome. Like, after Imanach Le'at Tzidei Rishos HaRabim Potter, immediately the Tzidei Rishos HaRabim is a Malkum Ptur, because it's not a Rishos HaYochid, it's also not a Rishos HaRabim. V'chimanach Le'at Rishos HaRabim Chayiv. Yet, if you take it straight to the Rishos HaRabim, B'chayiv, Hachanami Lo Yishnob, Maskev, Rapapa, said, Honich, the Rabbanon, that Amri Tzidei Rishos HaRabim, Lav Rishos HaRabim. This is all good according to the Rabbanon, that whole Tzidei Rishos HaRabim is not a Rishos HaRabim. It's also not a Rishos HaYochid. So it's a Mokim Petur, Midai Raisa. If it's a Mokim Petur, and still you see a Chayiv when you go from Rishos HaYochid to Rishos HaRabim, said there should be no difference going from the Chanus to the Stav to the Plat. El, Rabbi Eliezer, to Omer, Tzidei Rishos HaRabim, Kishos HaRabim, Dami, Mayi, Kilameim, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, that holds that Tzidei Rishos HaRabim is Kishos HaRabim. So then if you carry from your house to the Rishos HaRabim, you're not going through a Malkum Torah. Because even the Tzidei Rishos HaRabim is a Rishos HaRabim. So you have no Makar from here. Now, if you take a look at the Girsa, so we have the Girsa, Elul Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov. But ben Yaakov is in parentheses, and the Maseres Hasha says that this Gemara is a Gemara in Erevin as well, and in Erevin it takes out the words ben Yaakov. In other words, there are two Girsas. One Girsa is that it's Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, the other Girsa is that it's Rebbe Eliezer. Two great Tanoim. But from a halachic perspective, it's a very big difference. Why? Because Mishnas Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov is Kavanaki. There's not a lot of Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov in Shas. But Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov's halacha, Kavanaki, we always paskin like Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov. Rebbe Eliezer HaGadol was Shamuti, just the opposite. We almost never paskin like Rebbe Eliezer HaGadol. So whether or not the gear says Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov and Rebbe Eliezer HaGadol, you'd say, okay, I mean, either way, it's a very chashuv Rebbe Eliezer. It's one of the G'dayli HaTanam. But in Piskei Halacha, when it comes to Halacha L'maisa, it's actually a huge difference. It makes all the difference in the world. Is this Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov whose halach is a kavanaki, or is this Rebbe Eliezer HaGadol that lost his love we're going to paskin like? But Baal Mahadein, the world of Golis that we live in now, and unfortunately not Roy to the Madrigas of Rebbe Eliezer HaGadol. Regardless, the Girsa seems to be Rebbe Eliezer and not Rebbe Eliezer HaGadol. So the Gemara's Kasha is, again, if you carry, not Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, the Chabim said that if somebody carries from a Chanus to a Stav, to a platya, the halach is he's going to be chayv. But now as I said, you're going to be potter, because mahalach is ke oy meidami. But Chum said, you're going to be chayv. The Gemara says, that makes sense. That's not your classic, prototypical oitza. Oitza, you go from Shus HaYochid straight to Shus HaRabim. Shus HaRabim straight to Shus HaYochid. Who says that if you go through a makim patur, even though the Akira was in one Rishos and the halach was in the other Rishos, but if at some point you walked through this makim patur, even though mahalach is not ke oy meidami, but still, why should you be chayv? So the Gemara at this point said, what do you mean? Isn't every Rishos HaYochid to Shus HaRabim that way? Isn't there always a Tzidei Rishos HaRabim? And isn't the Tzidei Rishos HaRabim a Malkum Torah? The Gemara says, not everybody holds that way. Ha Nicho, that's all true according to the Rabbanon, that old Tzidei Rishos HaRabim is a Malkum Torah. But what about according to Rebbe Eliezer or Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov? That old Tzidei Rishos HaRabim is Kishos HaRabim. Dami, so the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Acha, Breide Rav Iko, Eimet Deshamalei the Rebbe Eliezer, the Amat Tzidei Rishos HaRabim Kishos HaRabim, Dami Heicha Delech Chifufi. Even Rebbe Eliezer holds that Tzidei Rishos HaRabim is Kishos HaRabim, that's your typical Tzidei Rishos HaRabim. But very often, what they would do in the Tzidei Rishos HaRabim is people wanted to make it really clear that, you know, you can't park here, you can't walk here. So what they would do is they would put up pegs or they would put things like barriers so that people physically shouldn't be able to walk there. In the case when you have those quote-unquote chifufi, where something was put to make it very impractical for the rabbim to go there, Mishamalei Avad, the Rebbe Eliezer is going to hold in that case that the Tzidei Rishos HaRabim doesn't have a din Rishos HaRabim. It's also not a Rishos HaYochid. What is it? It's a Malkum Ptur. Look at Lahadam, is it appointed? Let the stuff be like the Tzidei Rishos HaRabim, where you have chifufi, where it's poshit, everybody holds, you're going to be chayef. So you want to know what's the precedent sense that you should be chayev carrying from Rishus HaYochet to Rishus HaRabim derech HaMakim Tor. Either it's every Tzidei Rishus HaRabim according to the Chachamim, at the very least according to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, it's a Tzidei Rishus HaRabim where you have these chifuf. Rabbi Yochanan said, Umoide ben Azai bezoirik. Meaning, even though Ben Azai said that if somebody walks from a Rishus HaYochet to a Rishus HaRabim derech HaMakim Tor, the halacha is that he's going to be potter. Said Rabbi Yochanan, but as I agree, if you would throw something from a Rishus HaYochet to a Rishus HaRabim and it would go derech the Makom Tor, over the year it would be chayiv. Now, before we go back, it's pasha what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. Because what's the whole svar of Ben Azai? It's mahalach ko'im midami. Ben Azai doesn't have a problem inherently with going from Rishus HaYochet to Rishus HaRabim derech the Makom Tor. Ben Azai just says he can't do it because if you're walking, every time you take a step, so you're being mevatel your akira. Now you're starting a new Akira. So if I go from Rishus HaYochet to a Stav, I was Mevatel when I got into the Malkum Tor, my Akira in the Rishus HaYochet. Then I went from the Stav to the Rishus HaRabim. So that's a whole new Akira and Anocha. I did an Akira and Anocha from Rishus HaYochet to a Malkum Tor, and I did an Akira and Anocha from a Malkum Tor to a Rishus HaRabim. I didn't do anything to be over. But let's say I can go from Rishus HaYochet to Rishus HaRabim without doing a Mahalach Koim Adami. Of course I would be Chayef. So if somebody's Zoyrik from Rishus HaYochet to Rishus HaRabim, there was no Mahalach Koim Adami. So if there was no Mahalach Koim Adami in that case, it's Pashi, you're going to be Chayef. Tanyanami, Hochi, Amoitzi, Mechanus, Laplati, Derek Stav, Chayef. Echad Hamoitzi, Vechad Hamachnes, the Av Malacha, or the Toldo Malacha. Vechad Zoyrek, Vechad Hamoishet. Ben Azai says, Amoitzi, Vamachnes, Potter, Hamoishet, Vazoyrek, Chayef. It's a Mufurish of Raisa, like Rabbi Yechon said, that even though Ben Azai says that if you Moitzi and Machnes from Rishus HaYochet to Rishus HaRabim, Derek Malkum Tur, you're going to be Potter, but that's only if you were Moitzi and Machnes, if you walked. But if you were Moishet or you were Zoyrek, you did the Malach of Aitzah without physically walking, just by passing something over to somebody else, or by throwing something, there's no Mahalach Koim Adami. There's no Mahalach Koim Adami. Ben Azai holds like the Chachamim. They have no problem with the fact that you went through a Malkum Tur, and if that's the case, you're going to be Chayef Tanu Rabban. So the next Bryce, the next part of the daf, which is really a Bryce and a brief analysis of this Bryce, which is going to take us all the way to the end of this morning's daf, is really a very, very important Bryce. It's the backdrop to a lot of the halach, the sugis of Aitzah, Masechta Shabbos. It's certainly the backdrop for sugis of Masechta Erevin. The Gemara brings it now very, very briefly. The Gemara's analysis of it is very, very brief. And really, it's something that we'll just take out the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch version of it, just to get a few terms and a few basic ideas. Hashtag we do what we do. But really, this is a braisa that underpins a lot of sugyas, and that's going to come up again and again and again. Zok to Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. Arba Rishuyos L'Shabbos. There are four Rishuyos as it relates to Hilchos Shabbos. Rishus HaYochet, Rishus HaRabim, VeKarmelis, UMakom Tor. Now, just to clarify, we've spoken out many times, I mean, going back to the introduction to Daf Beis, through Davov, that there's two Rishuyos of significance when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos. Rishus HaYochet and Rishus HaRabim. So when the 39th Malacha states, if someone's Moitzi Mirshus L'Shus Yischayev, there's only two Rishuyos that matter. There's a Rishus HaYochet, there's a Rishus HaRabim. That's all on the biblical level. That's all Midai Raisa. Midai Rabbanan, there's more than two Rishuyos. Midai Rabbanan, there's this Braisa. There's Arba Rishuyos. What are the other two Rishuyos? So you have a Karmelis, and you also have a Makom Tor. Now, just to be 100% intellectually accurate, there is a Makom Tor in Hilchos Shabbos as well. Anything that's not a Rishus HaYochet or a Rishus HaRabim is Midai Raisa or Makom Tor. So really, Midai Raisa, there's three Rishuyos. So, again. But the point is that from the standpoint of HaMoitzi, whoever that was bothering, Mi Rishus L'Rishus is Chayiv, there the definition of Rishus is Ishtei Rishuyos, but in reality, when you put it all together, adding the Makom Tor and the rabbinic chiddush of Karmelis, what you have is not two Rishuyos, but rather you have four Rishuyos. Now, another thing that we've mentioned already that's going to be very, very clear in this braisa is that loosely translated, a Rishus HaYochid is a Rishus where a Yochid lives. A Rishus HaRabim is a Rishus where the Rabim lives. So a Rishus HaRabim is an area where there's a Rabim. There's a lot of people there. That's a Rishus HaRabim. A Rishus HaYochid is, you have a mezuzah, a few people live there, there's a family. That's usually what you would think of when you think in terms of Rishus HaYochid, you think in terms of Rishus HaRabim. But when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, it's very, very different. You can have a Rishus HaYochid that nobody ever lived in. And you could have a Rishus HaYochet, that's a pit. And you could have a place with thousands of people, Drezech, and an Halacha doesn't have a din of a Rishus HaRabim either. So the technical definition of Rishus HaYochet and Rishus HaRabim as relates to Hilchos Shabbos and the Halachas of Aitzah are very, very precise. So let's see, the Gemara goes through it here. Rishus HaYochet, what's the definition of Rishus HaYochet? Choritz, if you have a ditch, shu omek asara, it's 10 tfachim deep, v'rochav asara, and it's 4 tfachim wide. Meaning, I'm sorry? Brochav arba. So if it's 10 tfachim deep and it's 4 tfachim wide, so the halach is, that's considered a rosh asara, even though it's a pit. V'chein geder shu gavay asara, or if you have a fence, that's 10 tfachim tall, v'rochav arba, and it's 4 tfachim wide. It's going to be the same halacha. Zui rishus hayachid, and not just the rishus hayachid, gemura. The gemara is going to ask, what does the word gemura mean? Zui rishus harabim. What's the rishus harabim? Seratya, that's a highway. Rashi says, that's a mesila, it's a road, shahelchim ba me'ir le'ir, that people travel on to get from one city to another city. Uplatio gedoyla, additionally a large plaza, a place where a lot of people are. Umvayos hamifuloshim, or even streets that are within a city, meaning not the highway that goes from city to city, but even a street that's within a city, as long as it's mafulash, meaning it's open on two sides. If at some point that street comes to a dead end, so that would be what's called a mavui she'enoy mafulash, and that would never be able to be considered in halacha or rishos harabim. Either way, if it's mafulash from both sides, zuhi rishos harabim gemura, that's the definition of a rishos harabim. So what's the halacha of a Rishos HaYochid and a Rishos HaRabim? Eim hoitzi Mishos HaYochid zu, Rishos HaRabim zu. They machnise Mishos HaRabim zu, Rishos HaYochid zu. Vim hoitzi vehichnis, bishoygiv chayiv chattas. Bemezid onesh koris, viniska. This was the Hakdamata Daf Beis. Very simple. You're not allowed to carry from Rishos HaYochid to Rishos HaRabim. If you do, you brought it outside. That's the Av Malach of Eitzah. You can't bring it from a Rishos HaRabim to Rishos HaYochid. If you did, you were machnis. That's the Tolda. If you did it b'shoygig, you chayiv chattas. If you did it b'mezid and there were no edim or there was no asra, then you chayiv koris. If there were edim and there was asra, then you're going to be chayiv sukkah. Now, what happens if something is not a Rishos HaYochid and it's not a Rishos HaRabim? He just gave very specific definitions of Rishos HaYochid, very specific definitions of Rishos HaRabim. Avol Yam, but let's say you're at sea. Ubika, or you're in a field, the istavonis, or you're by those rows of tables that the Seicherim had in front of their stores. The Hakarmelis, or a Karmelis, ain't a Laker, it's just a Rabbin, the Laker is just a Yachid, the ain't noisem, the noisem, the Seicher, the Loch is, you're not allowed to do business there, you're not allowed to carry there. The Nasa, the Nasa, the Seicher, let's say you carry Potter, you're going to be Potter. I mean, if you carry Dalaramis in any one of those areas, it's not considered that you carry Dalaramis, Bishus a Rabbin, and the Loch is, you're going to be Potter. Additionally, the ain't might see and meet Toychol, or just a Rabbin, you're not allowed to carry from there to Rishus a Rabbin. You're also not allowed to carry from Rishos HaRabim to it. You also can't carry from there to Rishos HaYochid or from Rishos HaYochid to it. And if you did, Potter, the halacha is, you're going to be Potter. Those areas are areas that midrabanan, you're not allowed to carry in. You can't carry from there midrabanan to Rishos HaYochid. You can't carry from there to Rishos HaRabim and vice versa. However, it's not a Rishos Medei Raisa. I mean that it's not a Rishos Medei Raisa. It's for that reason, even though you're going to, on some level, violate the halachas of Shabbos, but at the same time, you're going to be over at midrabanan, you're not going to be over at Medei Raisa. The nafkamina is your potter. There's no chattas, there's no karis, there's no skila. Now that, those areas, the Yam, the Bika, the Istavanis, the Carmelis, is what we know in Halacha, B'loshoyim B'nei Adam, in the Hilchas Shabbos vernacular, that entire group, subcategory of places, is what's known as a Carmelis. So a Carmelis is an area that Midai Raisa is not a Rishos HaYochid, it's not a Rishos HaRabim, but at the same time, the Chachamim felt that it shouldn't be treated as a Makom Tor. What is it? It's what's known as a Karmelis. What's the halacha of a Karmelis? You just learned the halacha. It's neither here nor there. It's not a Rishos HaYochid, it's not a Rishos HaRabim. It really ends up taking on the chumras of both. You can't carry Dalaramas in it because it's a shtickler Rishos HaRabim. You can't carry from a Rishos HaYochid to it because it's a shtickler Rishos HaRabim. You also can't carry from a Rishos HaRabim to it because it's a shtickler to a Rishos HaYochid. So it's not mamish Rishos HaRabim, it's not mamish Rishos HaYochid. Midei Raisa, therefore it's nothing. Midei Rabbanan, however, it takes on the chumras. Now, just interesting, why is a Karmelis called a Karmelis? Where does the word Karmelis even come from? So the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos, right in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, says that the word Karmelis is Miloshen Armalta. Armalta is an Aramaic word, and it's Aramaic for Almana. Umepnei zeh nikras Karmelis lidmoisoi ke isha ha'almana she'ena besula v'loi be'ulas ba'al. K'moy kein kol elu harishuyos einam rishos harabim v'loi nishlumu b'hem t'nai rishos hayochid v'yeh amtachas Hashem karmelis. It's like an armelis. It's milashen armalta. It's a ksubis word. That's what the Rambam says. That's where the word Karmelus comes from. Rashi, in the beginning of the Masechta, said that it comes from a pasuk in Yeshaya. The pasuk says, Yaroi v'karmiloi. A Ya'ar is a forest. Karmiloi in that pasuk is also, it's a great forest. A forest is this type of place. That's an example of a Karmelus. It's neither here nor there. It's not a Rosh Hashanah Yochanan, not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Either way, there's other Peshatim as well. But the point is that all those Rishuyos together, collectively in Halacha, are what we know as a Karmelus. The Brisa continues and says, Chatzer Yishol Rabbim, what happens if you have a Chatzer where a lot of people live? So meaning there are a lot of houses, think of a development or a cul-de-sac that opened up into a common area. A common chatzer, or if you have a street that's open on one side but it's closed on the other side, so there the halacha is that midday raisa it's a rishos hayachid. These areas midday raisa are treated as a rishos hayachid. Meaning a field is not a rishos hayachid because a field is an open exposed area, but a chatzer is closed. So as long as it's closed off in halacha, it's going to be treated like a rishos hayachid. So what's the halacha? Irvu, if you make an Erev, mutarim, you're allowed to carry. The loy Irvu, if you didn't make an Erev, asurim, you're not allowed to carry. Now, at first glance, what do you mean? If it's a Rosh Hashanah, what's the problem? Why can't I carry there? So that's Erev in 101. You always make an Erev in Rosh Hashanah. In fact, you can't make an Erev in Rosh Hashanah. So every single time you make an Erev, you make an Erev in Rosh Hashanah. So now when you're learning the sugis of Yitzias HaShabbos, why are you making an Erev? Because you can't carry. I only can carry in a Rishos HaRabim. A Karmel is Hechtsins. But what's the problem? This is a Rishos HaYachid. This area is closed off. The Teretz is because even though Midda'iraisa, you can always carry in a Rishos HaYachid, the Rabbanan said there's certain times you can't even carry in a Rishos HaYachid. So for example, Reuven can't carry something from his house to Shimon's house. Even though Reuven's house is a Rishos HaYachid, Shimon's house is a Rishos HaYachid, the area between Reuven and Shimon's house is all boarded off. It meets all the technical criteria of a Rishos HaYachid. But at the same time, it doesn't matter. The Rabbanan said that it looks a little off, and as a result, it's a takanas chachamim that you're not allowed to carry from one Rishos HaYachid to another Rishos HaYachid. It's precisely there that Hilchas Erevin comes in. Hilchas Erevin doesn't come to address a deraisa problem. Hilchas Erevin comes to address a derabbanan problem. In fact, it's very difficult for Hilchas Erevin to address a deraisa problem. It's coming to address the issue where I'm in a Rishos HaYachid, so what should be the problem? Okay, there's an issue. Just like there's a musig of a karmelist, so there's a musig of within a Rishos HaYachid. That's where Hilchas Erevin comes in. How do I know? That's this price that we just learned. This is the last part of the price. The last part of the price is we have a Chatzeres Shel Rabbim, not a Rishos HaRabbim. A Chatzer, which is a Rishos HaYachid. Just so happens in many families that live there. Or a Mevoyz She'ina Mefulashim. It's not a Rishos HaRabbim. Rishos HaRabbim had to be Mevoyz HaMefulashim. Here it was in a Mefulashim. It's blocked off on one side. There the halach is you need an Erev because mid Erev you're allowed to carry. It's only mid Rabbah. Bonnie and I'll let her carry. It's negay this halach. Adam Ibn Dallas Kufa continues the Bryce and says that let's say you have a threshold in front of your house. So the threshold in front of your house, that little platform, what does that have a din of? It's a Rishos HaYachid. It's like part of the house. It's not a Rishos HaYachid. So says the Bryce, a person can stand on the threshold. Noi to mi balabayas. You're allowed to carry from the threshold to the Rishos HaYachid. You're also allowed to carry from there to the Rishos HaRab. Meaning the Mishnah said, the Ani and the Balabayas, Yitzias HaShabbos, Shtayim Shem Arba Bifnim, Shtayim Shem Arba Bifut, Bechutz, there's the Raises, the Rabbanans, there's 8, there's 12, there's 16, there are major issues. Here, if you're in this skupa, you could be the middleman, and there's ways to do this. The only thing the Braises says is, Ubavachal Yitam Balabayas V'noisim La'ani. That you shouldn't do. Or mayoni, take it from the oni, even noisin the balabais. So if the person standing on the scupa carries from himself to the balabais, it's fine. From him to the oni is also fine. But if you're going to circumvent this whole hoitzah by being the middleman, that's already an issue. The imnatal, the nasan, shlosh tamptum. But yeah, but if you did it, everyone's going to be potter. Because the iskupa, at the end of the day, is not a Rosh Hashayachar, it's not a Rosh Hashayachar. So you, either way you carried, you for sure weren't over any Issa Dei Raisa. Acherim say, Iskupa Meshameshesh Dei Rishus. The Iskupa sometimes is a Rishus Ayachid, and sometimes is a Rishus Rab. It's not a Pesach Pesuach. When you have a Pesach Pesuach, when the door is open, then the halach is kilufnit. Pesach nol, if it's closed, kilachutz, then it's considered kilachutz. What if the skupa was 10 tfachim tall and it was 4 tfachim wide? There is Rishos La'atzma. Then it's considered its own Rishos La'yachad. The Gemara is going to discuss everything that we just said. Zok the Gemara, Omar Mar, Zuhi, Rishos La'yachad. So the Braisa gave examples of Rishos La'yachad. What were the examples? If you have a ditch that's 10 tfachim deep and it's 4 tefachim wide, or if you had a fence that's 10 tefachim tall and it's 4 tefachim wide. That is the technical definition of a shus hayachid. So the halachic definition of a shus hayachid is, it has mechitzos that are gevoya asara tefachim, and it's dalet tefachim by dalet tefachim. That's the halacha. So the Braisa said, Zuhi Rishos Hayachid. Says the Gemara, Zuhi Lamute Ma'it. Sounds like it's coming to be Ma'it something. So the Gemara, Lamute, other Rabbi Yehuda. It's coming to be Ma'it something. Rabbi Yehuda said, the Tanya, we learned to the Braisa. Yes, Rakei, Namar Rabbi Yehuda. So we don't really need the lumdus of Rabbi Yehuda's halacha, but just the words for now. Mishi Eshesh Shnei Batim Shnei Tzidim Rishos Harabim. If somebody has two houses, he owns two houses, or there were two houses on the two sides of a Rishos Harabim. The halacha is, said Rabbi Yehuda, very big chiddush. Oysa lechi mikan, lechi mikan. You can make a lechi of Masechtas Erev in fame. So what's a lechi? A lechi is just a pole. You can put a pole by one next to any one of the walls. Oykayr mikan, or you can put a crossbeam that's going to go across the Rishos HaRabim from one wall to the other wall. Vekayr mikan, v'noisa v'noisa v'amtsa, and it's going to allow you to carry in the Rishos HaRabim. Meaning, what this person is trying to do is, he's trying to convert the Rishos HaRabim into a Rishos HaYachid. Rabbi Yehuda holds that all you need to do that is two proper walls, and then just put a little something. Put a lechi, that's a pole. Put a kayr, that's a crossbeam. Those are things that are usually considered not walls, but merely a heker in the laws of Erevin and the laws of Shabbos. So as long as you make a heker, you just give it the appearance that it doesn't look like some public area anymore, at that point you'd be able to carry. Amrulai, the Chacham told Rabbi Yehuda, ain't ma'arvin rishus harabim b'kach. No way. There's no way you could do that. What's at the core of the machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon? Rabbi Yehuda holds that a rishus hayachid mideiraisa only has to have two walls. The Chachamim hold that a rishus hayachid mideiraisa has to have three walls. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if you have a Rishus HaRabim, but I have two walls on the side, technically, the area that's literally perpendicular, right between, parallel to the two walls, that area should be considered a Rishus HaYachid. Because I have two walls, and even though I have a Rishus HaRabim in between, but whatever was contained within the two walls is a Rishus HaYachid. All you need is two walls to have a Rishus HaYachid. The only thing Rabbi Yehuda says is, Sishmek from Rishos HaRabim. Okay, so that's Hilchos Erevin addresses that. That's where you put a lechi or a kair. You just make it not look so much like a Rishos HaRabim. Rishos HaRabim don't have poles, they don't have crossbeams. Make it look not like a Rishos HaRabim, that's how you'll address that. Chum hold no. Chum hold that Rishos HaYachid has to have three walls. Either way, says the Gemara, when the Braisa said, Zuhi Rishos HaYachid, what's it coming to me tonight, Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda holds all you need is two walls for Rishos HaYachid. Zuhi lamute Rabbi Yehuda, you really need three walls for Rishos HaYachid. Says the Gemara, by my karle gemura, another dig. What's this lashon zuhi Rishos HaYachid gemura? What does the Gemara word gemura mean? So the Gemara says, now that we know that the Braisa is not just telling me the definition of a Rishos HaYachid, but it was also coming to me in my Rabbi Yehuda shita, so I can understand why it said gemura. Because the time I would have thought deeply, Rabbanu led Rabbi Yehuda. When did Rabbanu argue with Rabbi Yehuda? Till I have a Rishos HaYachid, that it's not considered a Rishos HaYachid. Zuhi lemeute Rabbi Yehuda, hani milu letaltal. Maybe that's only as it relates to carrying it. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda holds you're allowed to carry in such an area. Midrabbanan, you need a lechi or a kair, but midrash it's a Rishos HaYachid. The Rabbanan say no, zuhi lemute Rabbi Yehuda, that you're not allowed to carry there. I would have thought. But maybe at the same time, midairaisa l'chumra, you have to treat it like a Rishos HaYachid as well. Meaning, maybe the Rabbanan that are arguing with Rabbi Yehuda are only arguing l'chumra. That l'chumra, I treat this as a Rishos HaRabim, we can't carry Dal and Amos there. But maybe l'chumra, I also treat it as a Rishos HaYachid. Where would that play out? Avalizraik, but if you want to throw something from a Rishos HaRabim into that area, Maidile, maybe that's also. Kamash Malan, the Rabbanan tell Rabbi Yehuda, I disagree with you completely. Gemura, no Shaykhis. It's not a Rishos HaYachid. It's 100% a Rishos HaRabim. L'chumra, you can't carry there. And if you want to throw something from a Rishos HaRabim to there, it's something you could do. Amar Mar, Zui Rishos HaRabim. Then the Braisa went and gave us examples of Rishos HaRabim. Sratya, Platya, Gedoyla, Umavuyas, Amifuloshin. That was a Rishos HaRabim. The Gemara says, Zuhi again, it's coming to your mind something. What's it coming to your mind? So the Gemara says, Lamu'ute Idich Rabbi, it's coming to your mind something else, Rabbi. There's a time we looked at the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, Why is it there, Rishos HaRabim, Mafsikot? So, Yisal Kendall, it's Dodim. So really, the backdrop to this Rabbi Yehuda, it's another Rabbi Yehuda, it's a different Rabbi Yehuda. In fact, at first glance, we'll see the two Rabbi Yehudas seem to contradict each other. The Gemara asks his Kasha, Masechtas Erevin, how the two Rabbi Yehudas stem. But this is a different sheet than Rabbi Yehuda. And the background for this is the halach of Pasi B'Royce. So what's Pasi B'Royce? It's a real Erevin term. And that is, once upon a time, when the Yidu were Oilu Regal, they had a little bit of an issue. They'd be Oilu Regal with their animals, and the animals had a drink. You're going through the Eretz Yisrael, heat and sun, and it could be very challenging. There were wells. The problem is, how do you carry from a well to the area that you're standing in? A well is a Rishos HaYachid. It's a ditch. If it's 10 tefachim deep and it's dalud by dalud, so you have a problem. L'chur it's a Rosh HaSayochid. How do you take it from the Rosh HaSayochid outside of the Rosh HaSayochid? I'm carrying. Could be into a Rosh HaSarabim or at the very least all caramels. You have a very real problem. So the Chachamim made a very big chiddush. They said, you know what you could do is you could put up four poles around these wells. Just put up poles. You get the Gemara discussing Sachzeriv and exactly how these poles were situated. It's Mishnayis, the beginning of the second parak. And what happens is once you put up these four poles, everything that's inside of it gets a din of a Rosh HaSayochid. So you could be standing within the confines of those four poles, not walls, poles, and you can carry now from the well, outside the well, like this, you carried really from Rosh HaSayochid. Where the Chachamim weren't sure is what happens if the Derech Rosh HaSarabim went through that area. You're in a Rosh HaSarabim. This is a Sratya. It's a highway. And the highway happens to go right over the well, right through these four poles. Rabbi Yehuda had a problem with it. Rabbi Yehuda said, then if that's the case, this whole Pasi B'Rois is a Chuk of a Tlulu. The Rosh HaSarabim is going right through it. You're going to tell me because you put up these four walls, these four poles, that's going to somehow be considered a Sarabim? So Rabbi Yehuda said, Hoysa Derech Rosh HaSarabim Afsakoson. Yisal Kenel, let's start in. Because now this area is going to have a din of a Rosh HaSarabim. The Chachamim remain a tzar. Chachamim say it doesn't have a din of a Rosh HaSarabim. Says the Gemara, coming full circle. When the Braisa says a srati and a platya, and a voice on the fulash and zuhi Rosh HaSarabim, zuhi lamute mai, lamute, that's not a Rosh HaSarabim. Rabbi Yehuda held it was a Rosh HaSarabim. Really, it's not going to be considered a Rosh HaSarabim. Again, if I might cover like Gemur, why do we use the word Gemur over here? I tell you, Reish Gemur, Tanei Nami Seif Gemur. For Rosh HaSayochid, we explained why we use the word Gemur. We use it for the same reason over here. Says Rav Lichshav Nami Midbar. Why do we mention the Midbar? The Midbar, Luchur, is another example of an area that has a din of a Rosh HaSarabim. The time you learn to the Bais, Rosh HaSarabim, Stratya, Uplatya, Gedoyla, Umavoy, Samit, Fuloshim, Vaha Midbar. I'm Rabbi Abaya, said like Kasha, Kambis Man, Shisro, Shri, Vaha Midbar, Kambis Man, Azem. When the Yidam were in the Midbar had a din of a Rosh HaSarabim, but today the Midbar doesn't have a din of a Rosh HaSarabim anymore. This Bryce is talking about the Yidu in the Midbar. Yeah, when the Yidu in the Midbar, it had a din of a Rosh HaSarabim. But as it relates to right now, it doesn't have a din of a Rosh HaSarabim, but we're going to exhale here. So we'll pick up this next Gemara, which is a very Gishmaki Gemara, with some light raid. But just to, before we get into the real raid for this morning, just to point out one thing, we just learned a very, very important Bryce, an often quoted Bryce. Arba Rishuya is Linya Shabbos. There's four Rishuyas as it relates to Shabbos. Rosh HaSayochid, Rosh HaSarabim, there's a Makom Tor, there's a Karmelis. What's the Makar? Shabbos Davov. It's the Gemara that we just learned. These are the four Rishuyas. And one thing was abundantly clear, and that is that a Rosh HaSayochid and a Rosh HaSarabim is not in Halacha what it is B'Lashem Bnei Adam. L'Shem Bnei Adam, we throw around these terms. A Rosh HaSayochid, you think of, I don't know, a private residence. A Rosh HaSarabim, you think of a public area. You see that when it comes to Halacha, it's much more specific. What's a Rosh HaSayochid, 10 Tfachim, 4 Tfachim, Rosh HaSarabim? We gave a few examples of it. The Gemara didn't give parameters so much. The Gemara gave examples of it. I think it's Kedai, however, just to read from the Shulchan Aruch, just a few Se'ifim, just to get an appreciation, the way that the Beis Yosef and the Ramah put together what essentially is the Braisa that we just learned and all the Rishonim that ensued from it. So this is right in the beginning of Chelek Dalet Mishnah Brura. It's all Hilcha Shabbos, right? So Hilcha. Chelek Gimel and Chelek Dalet of the Mishnah Brurah is right in the beginning of Chelek Dalet, the first Simen. Simen Shin Mem Hei, Din Arba Rishuyos B'Shabbos, says the Mechaba, Arba Rishuyos L'Shabbos, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, Karmelis, U'Mokim Pator, Halacha Beis. Is that Rishus HaYochid? What's the definition of a Rishus HaYochid? Mokim HaMukif Mechitzos, it's an area that's surrounded by Mechitzos, Gevoyos Asara Tvachim, 10 Tvachim tall, V'yesh by Arba Tvachim, Al arba tvachim o yoisa. Meaning arba, dalav al dalav is the minimum share. Obviously, if it's going to be more than that, it's going to be the same thing. V'chein charitz amak asara, so too if you had a ditch that's 10 tvachim deep. V'rachav arba al arba. V'chein tail, if you had a pile, gavoya asara, v'rachav arba al arba. Meaning this pile is not a ditch. It's also not a fence. It's just one big clump of dirt that's 10 tefachim tall. It's the same thing. You're going to have the same halacha. And then the Mechaber goes on and gets into different halachas as it relates. But this is the basic halacha. You want to know what a Rosh HaSayochid is? It's Hilcha Shabbos. It's Simen Shin Mem Hei. It's Siv Cotton Base. What about a Rosh HaSarabim? So we have to skip a little bit to halacha Zayin. Is there a Rosh HaSarabim? Rechoy Vois Ushvakim HaRechovim Sheish Esreyam. This we didn't see before in the Gemara. You have to have streets that are 16 amos wide. Now, even though the Gemara didn't say, Rashi spoke it out, based on Gemara's, that Rashi right here in the Vavam and Aleph, the street, in order to be Rosh HaSarabim, technical criteria, it has to be 16 amos wide. If it's not 16 amos wide, no halach. Additionally, the Eina Mekurim can't have a roof. If there's any roof that goes some overpass on top of this area that's 16 amos wide, that would disqualify it from being a Rishus HaRabim. Additionally, the Ein Lehem Choyma, it can't have a wall. V'afilu Yesh Lehem Choyma, Imei Mefulashin, Mishar L'shar, Havi Rishus HaRabim. If there's walls on the side, but it's Mefulash, meaning it goes from one area to another area, goes through a city, or it's Mefulash, Mibez Ad Stodim, that would be enough for it to be Rishus HaRabim. V'yesh HaRabim, then the Mechaber adds one wrinkle. Shekol she'en shishim riboy oivrim boy b'chol yoyim. That if this is an area where there's a rabbah, but you don't have 600,000 people that pass through it every single day, any Rishus HaRabim, it's not going to be considered Rishus HaRabim. But the Mechaber brings it only as a Yesh HaRabim. And this is the backdrop for a lot of the tumbling and a lot of the controversy of some of the famous Erevin, meaning in terms of defining something as a Rishus HaRabim. Because again, in Halacha, there's a tremendous difference between a Rishus HaRabim and between a Karmelist. Ve'en kan mekoy me'laharich. Even though the Brice is here, but this is just the backdrop for a lot that we're going to learn over the next little while. But really, in terms of defining a Rishus HaRabim, yeah, the foolish from two sides. The Gemara gave a few examples of it, but then the Mechaber threw in 16 amos wide. It can't have a roof. Nobody disagrees with. Where it gets interesting is the Yesh Oimrim that the Mechaber brings. The Yesh Oimrim, some say it has to be a place that 600,000 people pass, but not just pass. Chol Yoyim. Every single day. Either way, just one ha'ara as it relates to the sugis that we're learning, as it relates to Inyana de Yoyma, this is both Inyana de Yoyma of Purim, we're still within the iris of Purim, and it's also Inyana de Yoyma as far as Shloshim Yom Kodem Lechag, as far as Pesach. So we started off the daf with Shitas Ben Azai. Ben Azai has a Shita that Mahalach is Ka'im Adami. So if somebody would pick something up in Rishos HaYachid, he would walk through Makam Petor, and then he would do a Hanach in a Rishos HaRab. Chomsa Yichayev, you went from Rishos HaYachid to Rishos HaRab. Ben Azai says, no, you're Potter. Why? Because Mahalach is Ka'im Adami. Every time you take a step, you're being mevatel, you're Akira. So Akira Hanach, Akira Hanach, Akira Hanach. As it relates to this case, you went from Rishos HaYachid to a Makam Petor, then you went from a Makam Petor to Rishos HaRabim. So at the end of the day, you never went from Rishos HaYachid straight to Rishos HaRabim. So says Ben Azai, that Loch is going to be Potter. The Gemara said, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Moide Ben Azai, and the Gemara even brought a brisa from it, that if somebody would throw something from Rishos HaYachid to Rishos HaRabim, Derech a Makam Petor, Ben Azai would agree you're going to be Chayiv. Why? Because Ben Azai has no problem fundamentally with going from Rishos HaYachid to Rishos HaRabim, Derech Petor, but Ben Azai just holds Mahalach is Koy Medami. So if you walked, you were Mevatel, you're Akira. But if I was Moshid, if I was Zoyrik, I was never Mevatel, my original Akira. In that case, Ben Azai says that you're going to be Chayiv. That's a summation of the first part of the Daf. Tosfos on Daf Hey Amid Beis brings B'Shema Yerushalmi, that Yerushalmi asked the Kasha Ben Azai. Pray to Yerushalmi, according to Ben Azai, how is it ever possible to be Oiver, Hoitsa, or Havara carrying Dalet Amos B'Rishos HaRabim? How can you be Oiver carrying Dalet Amos B'Rishos HaRabim? What's the Melacha of Havara? That Tolda of Hoitsa. It's you pick something up in a Rishos HaRabim, you walk Dalet Amos, and then you put it down. But you need an Akira in the beginning of the Dalet Amos, and you need a Hanacha at the end of the Dalet Amos. If you would stop in the middle of the Dalet Amos, we saw the Gemara. That would be Mevatel the Akira. You wouldn't be over the Melach of Avar. So, Freyti Yerushalmi, according to Ben Azai, how is it ever possible to be over the Isser Avara? L'chaira, every time you take a step, you're Mevatel the Akira. So, if every time I take a step, I'm Mevatel the Akira. So, I did an Akira in Anach of Anama, Akira in Anach of Anama, Akira in Anach of Anama. It's not Mitzstarif. So, L'chaira, it's a bunch of half a malachas. If it's a bunch of half a malachas, how could you ever be over the halacha? Says Tosfos quoting the Yerushalmi. Umeshani mishkachas lo pekoifetz. You want to know how it's possible? It's possible if you jump. So a sprinter, a person would start in the beginning of Dalet Amos, he jumps, it's about 8 feet, to the end of the Dalet Amos, that's how you'd be over the malacha. It's your dua that the Reb Kiva Eger had a son, Reb Shloim Eger. Reb Shloim Eger had a son, Reb Leibel Eger. Reb Leibel Eger was a goyan oilam in learning, and at some point he decided that he wants to join the world of Chassidus, and he went to learn by Reb Mendel Akotzke, the Kotzke Rebbe. The Welt says that Reb Shloim Eger at the time was so taken aback that his son went to the Kotzke Rebbe that he sat shiva on his son. The Welt also says that the Kotzke Rebbe told Reb Leibel Eger you should go be Menachem Avil, his father. He said, your father's sitting shiva, you have to be Menachem Avil. But when Reb Leibel Eger was in Kotz, he wrote a letter to Zayde, Reb Kiva Eger. And he told the Zayde, Reb Kiva Eger, that, you know, really, my father clearly doesn't understand what was Tutzach in Kotzke, and and it's a terrible misunderstanding. And I said, I feel like I should really address the letter to him, but I think he's too emotionally involved. It's not going to be easy for him to understand what I want to say. The Zayd is already older, more miyoshev. I want to explain to you a little bit. Vastutzach in Kotsk, and he wrote a letter, and he said that when he came to Kotsk, he learned that there's a Bayri Yoylam. It's famous, famous stuff. One of the things that Rabbi Leibele Eger told the Zayd, Rabbi Kiva Eger, in that letter was that when I was in Kotsk, I learned the teretz to one of the Zaydis kashas. Rabbi Kiva Eger, Masechtes Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Tes Amid Beis, asks on this Tosfos that we just spoke out, a bomba kasha. Bomba kasha. He says that Tosfos Yerushalmi asks the kasha that according to Ben Azad, it holds Mahalachas Koim Adavi, how could you ever be over Havaras Talan Amas Peshus Haravim? And for the Yerushalmi, Bekoifet. Fake Rabbi Kiva Eger, there's three mitzvahs, two Dairaisa and one Dirabanon, that we're mevatel when Yontif falls out on Shabbos. If Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we don't blow Shofar. If Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, we don't take Talmud Min. If Purim falls out on Shabbos, we don't read the Megillah. Why not? Zok Rabbah, Megillah, Daf Talmud Amud Beis, Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu, Dalad Amos, Peshus HaRabim. Because the Gzeir, you may carry Dalad Amos, Peshus HaRabim. Frank Rab Kiveg, it's Rab Kiveg is Akasha. He says, I don't understand. According to Ben Azai, that holds that the only way you can be over Havaris, Dalad Amos, Peshus HaRabim, is if you jump for Amos, you have to be a sprinter. That's the only way that you could be over the halacha. What kind of gzeir is this? This is a milsa de leishchicha. Because somebody might jump with his shayfah for Amos and a rishus harabim, you're going to be mevatel tkiya shayfah deiraisa, you'll be mevatel da'alminim deiraisa, you'll be mevatel mikra megillah, derabanan, divrei kabbalah. Doesn't make any sense. As I freak Rab Kiva Eger, in Masechtes Rosh Hashanah, Rav Chav Tez Amez, Rab Kiva Eger blayb tzarech, he makes a cheshman over there, but in the ikr kasha, Rab Kiva Eger blayb tzarech, Rab Leibel Eger gezok, he said, Zeydin katz kopach He said that if a person goes to a mitzvah with such a slavus, with such a chonis, with such a flam, there's a cheshash, he's going to be so excited to hit a Megillah, he's going to jump down on this. He said he learned the teretz that is ain't this kasha. But me'inyin, me'inyin, ba'oise inyin. And that is as follows. This Gemara that says that we don't read the Megillah on Purim, Shecholias, B'Shabbos, Gzeira Shem Yavirenu, Dalad Amos B'Shus HaRabim. The Gemara Masechtes Megillah, Daf Dalad Amid Beis. The Gemara over there says as follows. The Kuli Alma Mia. Everybody agrees, Megillah B'Shabbos Lekarin. We don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. My time, Amar Rabbah, HaKol Chayov and B'Kiris HaMegillah. Because everyone's Chayov and B'Kiris HaMegillah. V'en HaKol B'Kim and B'Kiris HaMegillah. Not everybody knows how to read the Megillah. Gzeira, we're concerned, Shem Yitlena B'Yadah. Maybe you're going to carry the Megillah. V'Yelech Eitzel Baki, Lumay, to take it to a Baki that's going to teach you how to read the Megillah. V'Yavirenu Arba Amos B'Shus HaRab. Meaning the chashash is that maybe you're going to be home. You know you have to hit a Megillah. You know how to read a Megillah. So you need a Balkaira. So you're going to take the Megillah on Shabbos. You're going to carry it. Dalad Amos B'Shus HaRabim. You may go bring it to someone that's going to help you learn the Tahenu time of the Shofar, Tahenu time of the Lulav. Said Rabbah, that's also why you don't blow Shofar. Rosh Hashanah Shcholias B'Shabbos, you may carry the Shofar. That's also why you don't take Dal Minim on Sukkah Shcholias B'Shabbos. We're afraid that you may carry the doubt. Rabbi Yosef, says a different reason. He says, you want to know why we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos? Is because once upon a time, Daniim would come to Shul during the Megillah laning, and that's when they would get their Matanos Lev Yoidim. This is when Neim, they needed food to make have Simchas Purim, to have the Sudas Purim, and they came at the time that they read the Megillah. If we're going to read the Megillah on Shabbos, so you can't give money on Shabbos. It's Muktzah. So the Aniyim aren't going to be able to get their Matanos Lev Yoidim during this very opportune time. So Rabbi Yosef said it's for that reason the Chachamim were Mevatel, Megillah, Bezmanai, all for the Aniyim. Unbelievable. All for the Aniyim. It's like this, they should be able to get their Matanos Lev Yoidim during the time that they heard the Megillah. So we have two reasons why we don't read the Megillah when Purim falls out on Shabbos. Rabbi said, Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu Dalad Amos B'Shus HaRabim, V'chein L'Nyud Shofar, V'ayinu Time of the Lulav. Rabbi Yosef said it's a different reason. M'pnei She'ein Neim Shal Aniyim Nesuyas. Tosfos Masechtes Megillah Daf Dalad Amid Beis asks, a bomba kasha. He says, I don't understand. Why did Rabbi Yosef need a new reason why it is that when Purim falls out on Shabbos, we don't read the Megillah? M'pnei She'ein Neim Shal Aniyim Nesuyas. Says Tosfos, very nice reason. But L'chura, it's superfluous. It's redundant. You know why? Because Rabbi Yosef himself has to agree with Rabbah's Gzeir Hashem Miyavirenu Dalad Amos B'Shus HaRabim. Because if not, according to Rabbi Yosef, why don't we blow Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? Why don't we take Dalad Minim when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos? Over there, you don't have the reason of Mepnei She'einem Shalaniyim Nesuyas. There's only one reason. It's Gzeir Hashem Miyavirenu Dalad Amos B'Shus HaRabim. Thus says Rabbi Yosef's minded to Rabbah's reason. It's non-negotiable. He has to agree to it. So if he agrees to Rabbah's reason, And v'hainu time of the shofar, v'hainu time of the lulav. So, why does he need a new reason for Megillah? Typically, because of gzeirah shem yavirenu dalar armis b'shul sarabim. As always, like Tosfos, and Tosfos says that you have to say that it chaps an afgemina Rabbi Yosef's reason. But where does it chap an afgemina? So Tosfos says a hechi timtza, and that is in the Beis Hamikdash. In the Beis Hamikdash, he also read the Megillah. In fact, Megillah daf gimel amar aleph mevatlin the kayanim from the avodah. So what did he do in the Beis Hamikdash in the Azara? There was a Megillah lane. There was a bakayir in the Beis Hamikdash, and they would go and they would read the Megillah. If Purim falls out on Shabbos, could you read the Megillah in the Beis Hamikdash or not? Says Tosfos, if the reason is gzeirah shem yavirenu dalan armas b'shus harabim, we have a rule in Shavuos b'mikdash. The Chachamim were never worried. There were no gzeiras in the Beis Hamikdash. If there's a reason, b'nei she'enem shalanim nesuyas, it's not a gzeirah. It's not a Shavuos per se. It's more of a takana. So Tosfos says that's where it chaps the nafgamina. But either way, this is Tosfos' famous kasha, and that is, what did Rabbi Yosef need a new reason to come up with, to tell me why it is that when Purim falls out on Shabbos, you don't read the Megillah, Mipnei She'enem Shalanim Nesuyos, Tepeklei, it's so simple. The reason is, Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu Dalar Amis B'Shus Arabim. The Ein Loimar says, Tosfos, the Rabbi Yosef doesn't hold of the Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu Dalar Amis B'Shus Arabim. He doesn't hold of the Gzeir the Rabbah, because if he didn't hold of the Gzeir the Rabbah, why didn't you blow Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? Why don't you take the Alamina when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos? Rabbi Shloime HaKoyim Mivilna, in the Binyan Shloime, brings a beautiful teretz to this kasha. It was the Shoyal's teretz when Mordechai Levi Epstein, and they went back and forth with this. But the teretz azoy, and just one hakdama. In the Maaser Rav, they bring that the Vilna Goyim was makbid, that any time we read a Megillah B'tzibur, he read a mitoich haklaf. So, for example, Megillah Sros on Shavuos, the Vilna Goyim held, he's supposed to read a mitoich haklaf. Not only are you supposed to read a mitoich haklaf, but the Vilna Goyim held that you have to make a bracha, make a Megillah, and you make a shecheyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu lazman hazeh. Not just that, on Cholomoyd Sukkos and Shabbos Cholomoyd Pesach, when we read Koheles and Shir Hashirim, there too the Vilna Goyim held that you have to read it from a klaf. And he held that you have to make the bracha, mikra, megillah, shachar. I'll read it to you from inside. It's in the Maaser Rav. It's ois kuf ayin hei. B'Shabbos cholamoid Pesach, v'sukkis, uv'shvuas yoyim beis. Achar yoytzris, koydem en kamoicha, koyren ha-megillah, b'nigun v'taymen. Me-megillah ha-nechteves b'gilyon k'sefer toira imamudim, v'echot koyre, v'kulam shoymin, v'akoyre mevorech shtei brochais amikra megillah v'shachayon. This is the chum of the Vilna Goyin. It's brought down in the Maaser Rav that the Goyin held all megillahs you read the same way we read Megillas Esther. So Megillas Rus, Megillas Keheles, Megillas Shir Hashirim. This is the way you're supposed to read the Megillah, and you make the same bracha that we made. You don't make Shasa Nisim Lavisenu because it's not a nes, but you make the bracha of amikra megillah, and you make the bracha shachayon v'kimon v'giyonu lasman hazeh. In the Hagoyis on the Maaser Rav, it's even in the old editions of the Maaser Rav, they bring that someone once came over to the Vilna Goyim, and it was Shabbos Cholomoyd, and he asked the Goyim a gevaldige kasha. He said, I don't understand. The Gemara says that you don't read the Megillah when Purim falls out on Shabbos. Why? Because of the Gzeirah d'Rabba. So he asked the Goyim, I don't understand. Koheles and Shir Hashirim, you dafka read on Shabbos. It's Shabbos Cholomoyd. So he says, how could you read it on Shabbos? Why aren't you worried? Shema Yavirenu, Dalar Amis, B'Shus Harabim. That was the kasha that he asked the Vilna Goyim. A bomb kasha. Even Megillas Esther you don't read when Purim falls out on Shabbos. Why? Shema Yavirenu. This you do read? Koheles and Shir Hashirim on Shabbos Cholomoyd. This is something that you could read. Veheshev Loi Hagra. And the Goyim told him an unbelievable teretz. He said, it's Cholok B'Yisoyd, Megillas Esther versus Megillah Shir Hashirim and Koheles and Megillah Sros. And that is, Megillah Esther is a Chivas Yochid. Every Yochid, every individual has an obligation to the Megillah. If you're sitting at home and for whatever reason you can't go to shul, you still have a chiv to the Megillah. You have to get someone to come be moitzit. You have to figure out a way to hit a Megillah. It's a Chivas Yochid. Shoif is a Chivas Yochid. Da'alminim is a Chivas Yochid. Tefillin is a Chivas Yochid. Every yochid has an obligation to do certain mitzvahs. Mikra Megillah is a chayvas yochid. Yochid has a chiv to hear the Megillah. Megillah Shir Hashir, Megillah Kehela, said to Vilna Goyin, it's not a chayvas yochid. If you're a yochid, and for some reason you didn't go to shul, Shabbos Cholomoyd, you have to figure out a way to hear Kehelas and hear Shir Hashirim. No. It's a chayvas tzibur. It's one of the halachas that was said for the tzibur. That if you have a tzibur, people together, so you say Kedusha, there's a Kaddish, there's a Baruchu, there's a kriya of Kehelas and Shir Hashirim. but it's a chayvas sibur. It's not a chayvas yachid. What's the difference? The Gemara says in Erevin, daf gimel amid aleph, radim amit kiriyah hadadi. The context over there is not relevant right now. But the Gemara over there says that all gezeros were only imposed for yechidim. A rabbi, we know, make gezeros. Because what are you worried about? That some member's going to go ahead, he's going to do an avera. If there's a rabbi there, if Reuven, for some reason, forgets and he gets so excited, he wants to do, Shimon's going to tell him, don't do it. And if Shimon doesn't chap Levi, he will. Whenever there's a rabbim, there's no concern. Rabbim amit kiriyah hadadi. They always remind each other. So the Goyen said that it's choluk. Megillas Esther, which is a chayvas yachid, there's a concern. You're a yachid. It's Shabbos. You don't know how to read the Megillah. Hakol chayavim, vein hakol b'kiyim. Gzeira, shem yavi red, odal adam, is b'shus a rabbim. But Megillas, kayhelas, Megillas shere Hashim, is a chayvas sibur. It's a rabbim. Rabbim amit kiriyah hadadi. There's no chashi, you're going to be in this medrash, and you're going to have to all of a sudden read shere Hashirim, and nobody prepared, and no one knows how to do it. Let's go ahead, and the whole Sibra together is going to do it. It's never going to happen. So being that it's never going to happen, the Chaygav didn't make the Chash. And then the guy told the Yid, I'll bring you a Raya Barura, checkmate. It's a Raya Sheinol of Tshuva. He said, because let me ask you another question. How do you read from a Sefer Torah on Shabbos? How do you read? How do you do Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos? Hakol Chayov, Vein Hakol Begir. Gzeira Shem Yavirenu, Dalar Amis B'Shus Rab. The truth is, it's a Tosis Yontif's Kash. Tosis Yontif asks the Kasha and Mishnayis in the first paragraph of Masechtas Megillah. But Tzedev Ulnugayim, every Shab, have you ever read from the Sefer Torah? The Teretz is, because Kriyas HaTorah is a Chayvah Sibur. And being that it's a Chayvah Sibur, it's for that reason, it's not an issue. Said Rav Shloim HaKoyim Mivilna, if that's the case, Yesh Shloim Mar Hafla of a fellow to answer Tosis Kasha. Because the Gemara says, Megillah Daf Heya Mid Aleph, Omer Rav, Megillah Bizmano. If you read the Megillah Bizmano, Koyer Nois Afilu B'Yachid. Even a Yachid reads Megillah Bizmano. It's a Chayvas Yachid. Shaloi Bizmano? Basar, then you need a minyan. Ravasi Omar. Ravasi says, Bein Bizmano, Bein Shaloi Bizmano Asara. That Megillah has to be Dafka B'Tzibor. You can't be Yoitza Mikra Megillah as a Yachid. You can only be Yoitza Mikra Megillah with a Tzibor. Said Rav Shloim HaKoyim Mivilna, if that's the case, half of a fellow. Yesh Shloimar. That the reason Rav Yosef had to come on to a new reason, he couldn't say Gzer Hashem Yavi Reno Dalaram Shusar Rabim. He had to come on to Nesha Nem Shalanim, not because he doesn't hold of the Gzeru. Of course he holds of the Gzeru. High no time of the Shoif and high no time of the Lulav. The reason he needed a new reason, had to come on to a new reason, is because he held Megillah is not relevant. Because according to Rav Asi, Megillas Esther is like Megillas Kehelas, and it's like Megillas Shir Hashim, it's like Kriyas HaTorah every Shabbos. Is Yeshloimer Rav Yosef held like Rav Asi? If Rav Yosef held like Rav Asi, it's a Chayvas Sibur. If it's a Chayvas Sibur, there's no Gzeira Shami Abiranu. In other words, the Machloik is Rab and Rav Yosef. In Megillah, Daftal and Amidbeis, why it is that when Purim falls out on Shabbos, you don't read the Megillah, is the Machloik is Rav and Rav Asi. Whether Megillah Bizmana is Koyer Nois Afilu B'Yachid, or Megillah Bizmana is Dafke Basara. Rav Yosef holds it Gzeira, of course he holds it Gzeira. Hain a time in the Lulav, hain a time in the Shofar. The reason he had come out to a new reason is because it's like the Vilna Goyen's Shabbos Chol HaMoed. It's like Kriyas HaTorah every Shabbos, where it's a Chayvah Sibur, Rav and Mitkri Adadi. Over there, you don't have the Chshas Gzeira Shami Avirena. But let's just end with one Kasha. And that is, you don't take Talaminen, Shofar, Megillah, according to Rabbah, on Shabbos. Why? Shem Yavirenu Dalar Amis B'Shus HaRabbah. And that's a problem. How do you know it's a problem? It's Allah Almighty Mishina. You're not allowed to carry Dalar Amis B'Shus HaRabbah. It's a Tol Davaitza. Bechura, why didn't the Gemara say better? Gzeira, Shem Yoitzi Mishus HaYachad B'Shus HaRabbah. Right, just visualize it for a second. You're at home, you have to hit a Megillah. You have a Megillah, it's in your break front, and now you have to go hit a Megillah. Hakol chayav vein hakol b'kiyum, you're going to take your Megillah, and you're going to walk outside, and you're going to carry it. Shemi yavirenu dalet amis b'shus harabim? How do you get to the Rishus harabim? You went from the Rishus hayochet to the Rishus harabim. You already over the Melacha v'itzah. And by the way, carrying from Rishus HaYochet to Rishus HaRabim is the Av Melacha. Carrying Dalet Amis Rishus HaRabim is Halacha L'Moishim Yisinai. It's a Tolda maybe. We'll see more about that in tomorrow's stuff. But it's for sure not the Iker Melacha. The Iker Melacha is Moitzi Mishus L'Rishus. Mishus HaYochet L'Rishus HaRabim. So you hear, we've heard this Gemara our whole life. Gzei Rishem Yavi Renu Dalet Amis Rishus HaRabim. Why do you have to come on to Dalet Amis Rishus HaRabim? Say more Pashit. You're going to carry from a Rishus HaYochet. You know who asks this Kasha? Rashi. You know who else asks this Kasha? Tosfos. Such a simple kasha. Rashi asks in Masechtas Megillah, and Masechtas Sukkadaf Mem Gimel Amid Aleph. Tosfos asks it in Rosh Hashanah Chavtes Amid Beis. Tosfos asks it on Daf Dalet Amid Beis. The Maritzchi is another Achronim Amidayik and a Rashi Megillah Daf Dalet Amid Beis that Rashi had even another teretz to this kasha. So there's many teruts in this kasha. And yet Hashem, we're going to get to this.